Valentin Carboni hails from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and is the son of former Argentine footballer Ezequiel Carboni. His journey in football began in his early years, playing futsal at Club La Fuente in Lanús. At the age of 8, he transitioned to football, joining Lanús Youth Academy. Later, Carboni, along with his brother Franco and their father Ezequiel, ventured into the youth sector of Catania in Italy, where his father took on a coaching role. Following interest from various European clubs, they moved to Serie A club Inter Milan, with both brothers joining for a transfer fee of around 300,000 euros. Valentin quickly rose through Inter's youth ranks, contributing to the under-19 squad's success in the national championship. While continuing to play for Inter Milan's youth teams, Carboni began training with the first team under coach Simone Inzaghi. This led to his professional debut at 17 years old, where he appeared as a substitute in league and Champions League matches. Carboni extended his stay with Inter Milan by signing a new contract before embarking on a season-long loan to Serie A club Monza, where he scored his first professional goal. Due to his dual citizenship, Carboni had the opportunity to represent both Italy and Argentina internationally. Initially involved with Italy's youth teams, he eventually switched allegiance to Argentina. He received his first call-up to the Argentine senior national team and was part of various squads, including those for the World Cup qualification matches and the Morris Ravello tournament. While he didn't make the final cut for Argentina's World Cup squad, Carboni continued to be involved with the national team, featuring in friendly matches. He also participated in the Under-20 World Cup for Argentina, where he scored his debut goal. Carboni made his senior international debut for Argentina in a friendly against Costa Rica, coming on as a substitute in the 82nd minute. Carboni possesses a playing style characterized by technical finesse and tactical awareness. Renowned for his versatility, he is capable of excelling in various midfield roles, adapting his game to meet the demands of different situations. Equipped with excellent ball control and dribbling skills honed from his early days in futsal, Carboni showcases a confident and composed demeanor when in possession. His ability to maneuver through tight spaces and evade opposition challenges makes him a valuable asset in maintaining possession and initiating attacking plays. Furthermore, Carboni demonstrates astute decision-making on the field, often opting for precise passing to dictate the tempo of the game. Whether orchestrating build-up play from deep midfield positions or providing incisive through balls to unlock opposing defenses, his vision and passing accuracy contribute significantly to his team's offensive prowess. Defensively, Carboni exhibits a tenacious work ethic and a willingness to engage in tactical battles. Despite his technical proficiency, he is not afraid to put in the hard yards, tracking back to support the defense and disrupt opposition attacks. His positional awareness allows him to intercept passes effectively and apply pressure on opponents to regain possession. Moreover, Carboni's adaptability enables him to seamlessly transition between defensive and offensive phases of play, seamlessly linking defense with attack. Whether operating as a deep-lying playmaker, box-to-box midfielder, or even in more advanced attacking roles, he showcases versatility in fulfilling the tactical requirements of his team. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.